Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. This is your host, Mama Seven. I've been practicing that. It's taken a minute. I was wondering if I was even going to say it right. And the reason why it's such a big deal, like, wait a minute, it's a big deal for you to know your name. It is. It is. And one of the reasons why it's a big deal to know my name is because I have gone through an elevation, an ascension, whatever you want to call it. I've gone through a ritual and ceremony to mark my coming into an eldership, coming into a higher level of responsibility, recognized awareness, leadership, whatever you want to call it. I've done that. And I did it because it was time to, because Spirit was directing me to. And I did it with a little hesitation because I'm like, wait a minute, what does this mean? And it means now that just everybody else has an idea about who I am. Who I am and what I've been doing has been pretty consistent. But now this gives everybody a little heads up as to how I'm moving, my intentions, my very intentional, direct efforts to be this spiritual being, having this human experience. So this is me. I'm very, very happy. We had weekend at the temple last weekend. It was awesome. For all of those that were able to make it, I so humbly appreciate your time, energy, and sacrifice getting deep into the country of Georgia. You know, ain't nothing else here. But for those that brought themselves here, I really do appreciate it. It was a wonderful time of fellowship. The children got to play and laugh and be children. We learned, we came, we cried, we prayed, we did all the things that spiritual people do when they get together. And it was wonderful. You know, we had an opportunity for those that have been practicing spirituality for quite some time come together and be with and around those that may be just starting their journeys. And so it was a wonderful opportunity for everybody to get to know each other. And also, you know, I tell my people travel with pen and paper. I do the shows with pen and paper. You know, we do retreats with lots of pen and paper. You know, this is an opportunity for us to start to develop ourselves. You know, I remember being young, talking to Mama Khadija, and I would talk about bridging the gap between the barefoot African, you know, I say that with love, and my book African, I say that with a different kind of love. We're both and neither. You know, we have to stop putting ourselves in these boxes so tough that we can't actually get out and just experience. So this weekend was about experiencing a lot of the temple and a lot of the behind the scenes that, you know, goes on at A Wonderful Approach. So it was great. I really am appreciative. For those who did not see the invite, who I did not invite personally, please charge it to my head and not my heart. It was a lot going on at that moment. But, you know, I'll be doing that every year. You know, there'll be other workshops. There'll be other events. And so one thing you can do, you know, if you missed it and you really wanted to come, let me know. Let me know now. Hey, sis, next time you are building and gathering the masses, please keep me in that number. Let me know. And I definitely will, because I don't want anyone to miss out on opportunities to learn how to get their spirituality online, learn how to get their spirituality lined up and strong and wonderful and creating all those warm fuzzies that we like to do. So, again, for everyone that found it within their hearts, within their budgets to come and say hello, I really do appreciate it. And you can look forward to seeing more with A Wonderful Approach. You can go onto A Wonderful Approach Facebook page by this weekend. There's going to be a whole new look, a whole new everything. So, again, more of those sneak peeks coming through so you get to see all the hard work that we do. I want to talk about, before we get into this week's show and our lovely co-host, I wanted to talk about last week's show. Last week, we had the opportunity to speak to my dear God sister, Omi Shayini. We spoke about her spiritual journey, and her spiritual journey happens to be in Ifa. But we had a chance to speak about a number of just that process of journeying. You know, what's it like to think about making a change from your religion to another religion or culture? We had some great, great comments and callers and questions. One of the questions that just really rang out to me was, what if you're a minority in your religion? You know, meaning, what if, let's say you have an African-American person who is in a predominantly white culture, which could be anywhere from Wicca. I don't know how many blacks there are in Catholicism. There are a number of religions and cultures that tend not to have as many African-Americans as some of the churches that we go to. So, you know, how is your spiritual journey when you could be feeling some of that? You know, some of our religious cultures and understandings vary when it comes to women. So you may be a woman in a male-dominated religion. You know, how does that feel making that transition either to or from? And so it was very educational, and they're always educational. But, again, I'm always surprised and humbled at the depth that the callers that call in can share and the people that I have doing the co-host. You know, it's always amazing to me how much people are like, hey, I'm ready to start building and growing like this. So it was a wonderful show. If you want to go back and check it out, you can go to the Facebook page, A Wonderful Approach, and check it out. And we have another one today. We have another amazing show. And I just want to say there are, I think I have the majority of A Wonderful Approach, I would call angels, have spoken. But, you know, come the first, I'm getting my calendar ready for the first of the year. Come share your knowledge with us. You know, the best person to teach is the one that just got off that road. Don't hesitate to be that one to you know, raise your hand and say, hey, I would like to help with this. You know, I went through this, good or bad. You know, unfortunately, life is not just a box of chocolates. You know, sometimes there's some nuts in there. And sometimes we got to work through some things. And we would be doing a disservice if we did not share information on how to get over some things as well. So, you know, let's not hesitate to share our knowledge base and to continue to share on the shows and contribute. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I just want to remind you, in as we're going through our program, remember all of that good stuff, okay? So we have with us today, we have Sister Makita, and she has a real interesting topic. I can't wait to get into this with you. I don't want to wait any longer. Let me see if I can grab her on the phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Love and Life family. Hey, Mama Seven.
How are you?
I am grand. I am grand. How are you?
Awesome. 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 It is the day one of this mother study. And we've been studying, mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, okay? So mm-hmm. We have been studying. So, yeah, shout out to all my people out there fasting. And I just want to say, hey, take advantage of the fast now while the sun's going down at 5:45, because that's not how it's going to always be.
mm-hmm.
How has your day come?
True. Interesting as always, because it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we give thanks because every day above ground is a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I'll take it. So you came up with this lovely topic of getting into our gifts, God's gifts, and getting into our gifts and everything and understanding that. And even before, you know, we do that, I have to shout out one thing about this weekend, and I think I said it, I may not have, but this weekend was All Souls Day, All Saints Day, Ancestors Day. It was a big, which is where, you know, this work that we do every 1st of November comes in at. So, you know, mm-hmm. It was a great day. Ancestors had their fill. They really did. They were extremely pleased, and yes, I absolutely love all of that. That is a highlight of my year. That's my beginning of the year. So, you know, a great time to remember ancestors and their contributions in our life, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So this speaking about the gifts, tell me how that came to you, because you were pretty immediate with that topic.
I've heard you and Mama Kay on numerous occasions say spirit leg. And I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. Okay, that's interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that's what this topic was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because literally it was like, oh, so we're going to talk about what? I'm not sure. And then I went and turned around, and it was like, boop, this is it. Okay. So I think it's a very interesting topic, and I'm looking forward to sharing it and learning more from everyone that participates.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, tell us about it. You know, what are these spiritual gifts? Because, I mean, you broke it down to me earlier today when you were speaking.
Yeah. Now, before we can start with the spiritual gifts, we'll have to understand the fruits of the Spirit, because that comes before that. But I wanted to share an African proverb first. If there is character, ugliness becomes beauty. If there is none, then beauty becomes ugliness. And again, spirit led, when this popped up, I was like, oh, okay. It kind of gave me something to meditate on. And I started thinking about the word, or the greeting, namaste, which pretty much is the God in me sees the God in you. And when you start looking at things from that perspective, you're able to look past physical things that may irritate you, some personality traits that may irritate you, because you're looking for the pureness in that person, which is the God within. And I love that greeting. Now, when I was talking about the fruits of the Spirit, which in some instances it would be considered, I guess you could say, like the cake, the actual ingredients and stuff to bake in the cake. And then when you get to the gift of the Spirit, that's more the icing on the cake. So in order for us to get full off of the good old fruits, we have to understand what they are. And I remember it coming up when I was in Christianity many, many moons ago, but I didn't understand it nor respect it until about a decade plus ago. Okay? So when it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, it talks about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of that you'll find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And in those things, if you are actively working on the fruits, if you are sacrificing the not-so-good things to actively work on these things, it requires discipline. And if you are doing these things, you'll be able to see the love, the joy, the peace, the kindness and faithfulness in other people. That's how the God with you will be able to greet someone else. So gave me something wonderful to think about, because there are times in life, well, I may be doing this or I'm not doing this, but if you are actively working on these things, and again, it takes discipline, you can improve in each area daily. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect, but every day you should be doing just a little bit more than what you were doing the day before. If you're actively working on these things, if you're actively working towards showing the outside world how God is moving in your life. And I think that's beautiful. Now, as I mentioned before, with that being the cake, then we can get to like the icing and all the good stuff that happens to people when you are disciplined enough to do these things. Mm-hmm. And that's going to come from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. And I'm going to read it as it is with the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. To no one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, it is the gifts of healing by that same Spirit. To another, you have the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, the different types of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of those tongues. But one in the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as the Spirit will. A lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to break it down and you look at people and the gifts that people have, you're like, oh, well, how could they do this? How can they do that? They were only able to activate and work in those gifts because they had the fruit first. Now, we all know how magnificent Mama Seven is. But if she didn't have the love and the joy and every other day kindness, I'm only joking. The other angels understand.
Every other day.
Because she, every other day, because she will fuss at
Tuesday
us.
Tuesday kindness.
But she will, exactly. But she fusses at us with love. You know? So because all these things are there, then she's able to operate in her gifts. And we're
Amen.
Able to see
Amen.
God through her. And that is such a beautiful blessing. And this weekend was a prime example of that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And you had a little bit of this going on, a little bit of that was going on, multiplied by this. But none of that would not have happened if God wasn't in the building, if the Spirit
yes.
was not moving. If you didn't see all these other wonderful qualities going on, we would not have been able to see that. We would not have been able to have such a wonderful time, and we would not have been able to learn as much as we did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm like
that's
so
awesome.
Grateful to be a part of it.
That is awesome.
So grateful.
I know when you were talking about the greeting, that reminded me of the movie, the Avatar movie. Oh, my goodness. That movie was deep. And one thing I loved about that movie is they said, I see you, you know. And when they were saying, you know, I see you, they were not talking necessarily about the physical self. They were talking about you, the essence of you. And, you know, so when you were giving the greeting, I was like, how many times do we not see the essence of someone or the essence of something? In order for you to be able to understand the gift, you have to see that essence. You have to be able to see past possibly even the package that they're wrapped in. and to really, really receive them. You know what I'm saying? I had an hour-long conversation earlier today talking about the difference between manifesting and manifestation. And that was so powerful because when you are manifesting, you are actually in the middle of it. You know, you are working, you're building, you're growing, you're doing it, right? But until you get the manifestation, that is when you will actually see the fruit of the labor that you put in. Or you'll see the terror of, that you have of the labor that you've put in, you know, good or bad. That's when you're going to see it after you have done your manifesting. Then we move into manifestation. That's when we get to see what we have done. And a lot of times, and I know I have been guilty of this my own self, a lot of times we'll be working, think we're working in our gifts, doing this, doing that. But unless you stop and see the full effects of what you're doing, you really don't know. You just, you know, you just making offerings, you're just making prayers, you do. But until you go back and look at what has occurred and how things are moving, you don't know. You know, a sister said this weekend, she said, I can see where I am now from where I was before, and I'm in a better place. That's manifestation. She's like, I can see where I am now, and it's better. So everything that I've been doing, that's manifesting. Now I'm at this point where I'm at the manifestation. I can see it. It is here. It's evident. You know, this is after the faith, after we put our hopes and prayers and everything else like that. When you see the evidence, that's manifestation. That's when you have brought this spiritual thing into your physical plane and it now is tangible. That is manifestation. And that takes gifts. That takes gifts. That takes, you know, and when you're operating, you call them in the fruit. When you have that joy, when you have that love, we have that patience, all those things that 1 Corinthians verse 13 teaches us. When you have all of those things, then that gives validity and credentials and just worth to the work that you've been doing. So that takes our manifesting and creates manifestation. We now have evidence of the work that we've done. And that's what the whole gift of God is supposed to be about. We should see a manifestation that we should be able, you know, I love it when they say calling down the spirit. There's evidence, you know what I'm saying? This isn't, you know, this isn't just someone's thoughts or ideas. There's evidence. We can prove this. You know, this happened, this happened, this happened. This is manifestation. We can show you how this happened, okay? But when we were working, when we're setting everything up, when we're building, when we're praying, when we're dealing and making these commitments and we're doing the cleansing work and we're doing all of that, that's still the manifesting stage. And so there's a couple of stages to this, and I think it's so important that we recognize all of them so we can give them their worth. We have to be very aware of what we're doing with spirit. You know, we have to be very aware of what we're trying to do, because sometimes we are, you know, quick to go from one manifesting to another manifesting, and we never stop and take the time to find out if that has been successful, you know?
So this is a part of what the meditation component is. Because when we're praying, we're requesting all of these things. But for meditation, we really have to quiet ourselves down in order to hear the answers. And during that period, we'll be able to see the manifestation of what we've done. or whether or not we need to go back and do a little bit more work, you know, because we didn't do enough. But we'll be able, mm-hmm. you have to quiet yourself down in order to get that.
Absolutely.
And some of us are running from the time that we get up until the time that we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even during
mm-hmm.
the sleep, some of the heads mm-hmm. are racing, eyeballs are moving, all that kind of good stuff, because they never mm-hmm. took a moment to calm down and hear the answers. And this is how
Absolutely.
Sometimes people can get confused or think that, you know, maybe God didn't hear my prayer. It was heard.
Mm-hmm.
You just chose not
mm-hmm.
to listen for the answer.
Right.
So it's
right.
very important that we take that moment and take that time to listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They say, you know, prayers when you talk to God and meditations when you listen, you know. And
mm-hmm.
if I can't even imagine a conversation where one person is doing all the talking and no one's listening. You know who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Children do that. Okay? If you've ever had a conversation with a 3-year-old, they're going to go nonstop, and when they're finished talking, they're going to jump up and leave the room. And you're like, okay. And that's just how they
mm-hmm.
are. Children do that. And as we grow in our understanding of God, we don't want to do childish things. We don't want to appear childish. We want to show God not only can we speak, you know, not only are we respectful in our conversation, we're also respectful enough to sit down and listen for a second, hear what is to be said, acknowledge
mm-hmm.
what is being said, acknowledge what's being told to us, you know, so that you can at least say, hey, look, this is my understanding, you know, am I correct? You know, if you're not listening, you'll never know.
Right.
You will never know. So I love that. What I'd like to do is break down the gifts a little bit more. I'd like to kind of go into them individually, but
mm-hmm.
I also want to remind everyone, hey, this is me and Sister Makita having a conversation, but we do this every day. You may join us at any time. All you have to do is press 1. That lets us know, hey, I'd like to join the conversation, and we would love to hear from you. I can say I'm so glad to hear everyone made it home safely from the weekend. But, you know, we have very few adventures on the highway, and that shows a successful event. But if you would like to share an event highlight or anything, call in, press 1, and let us know. And we would love to take a second just to shout out those people that made the journey. But one of the things that we talked about when you were going over the passage, the gift, the word of
mm-hmm.
wisdom, the word of
mm-hmm.
knowledge, faith, healing, working of
mm-hmm.
miracles, prophecies, speaking in tongues, interpreting the speaking of tongues. All of those are gifts that are given, and I know all of them require work. Every single one of those has its own tutelage that comes with it that I think people don't give credit to. You know, one thing is that, you know, and everyone hears me fuss about the discipline, you know, you got to study. I had a sister text me, I got my prayers, I'm ready, I got my 3 prayers. And I'm like, yes, you know, I'm in my kitchen doing a high five dance for her, because I know that's the beginning to getting your stuff right. You know, that's the beginning
mm-hmm.
to being able to, you know, really be able to manifest things in your life, to live a life of manifestation, not just manifesting, not just working and toiling and grinding, but actually being able to see the fruit of it, being able to see the flowers that spring of it. So, you know, we have to be able to do both. But is there one of those gifts that you would like to speak about, Ms. Makita, first? We could talk about
okay.
that.
Well, let's start with the gift of knowledge.
All right, 5%er, go ahead.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Okay. when they speak about this, having to get the knowledge is pretty much to have access to information that is beyond your level of education and beyond your understanding. So when mm-hmm. you have that gift, that is truly spirit transmitting that specific bit of information to you to share. Mm-hmm. You know, and these are times when people are like, well, how did you know that? Or how did you know that? I don't know, other than the Most High showed me this and I'm sharing it.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
And
right.
Then the next question is it true? Well, then,
mm-hmm.
that gift is
right.
operating because
right.
I saw what I needed to see and I was able to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing, especially when you're able
mm-hmm.
to realize that that's what it is. Like, this is not of me at all.
Correct.
But I can tell mm-hmm. you that. It's true.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
those instances are really like when a lot of people are surprised. And then you have to remind them, okay, I'm glad you're surprised, but it's not me. This is spirit
right.
working through me. I am the vessel that they chose to deliver this message to you. And please take heed, because I'm not trying to get in trouble
right.
for you.
Right. I'm here doing my simple servant work. You know what I'm saying? I'm here doing my
yeah.
simple servant work. I'm here to deliver this message to you. Please receive it so that I can go on about my way, you know?
Yeah. And the more that we operate in these gifts, we're able to say, okay, this is my part, you know? I'm getting
uh-huh.
this supernatural information, and I'm going to share it with you. It's not for me to act on it. It's not for me to do
right.
this or do that, but here's your message. Now I'm going to go
right.
on over here and sit down.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I did my
fine.
Portion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that
yeah.
takes some
so
discipline
being able
too.
To,
that takes
okay.
some discipline too. Being able to say,
yeah.
okay, this is where I begin and this is where I end. It takes some discipline
yeah.
to get that done.
Mm-hmm. And even as an empath, there are times I'm sitting here like, oh my goodness, and I want to just go blah 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 blah. And I've been accused
uh-huh.
of that. But
yes.
it is what it is, because I'm still
uh-huh.
working on that.
mm-hmm.
I'm working
mm-hmm.
on that. I'm working on being able to give enough for that person to move
correct.
Forward with that information.
Yeah.
Without me, let me track you down and stress the sense of
yeah.
urgency. Because
yeah.
what I already did was answer whatever prayer they had.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it came through me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that when you get your training, as we all are training and we're all learning and building and growing, you're going to learn where you begin and where you end. You're going to learn
mm-hmm.
what you got to put down, you know, and what you can't put down. You know, and
mm-hmm.
so we'll that's something that we all have to learn in our process. So that was a wonderful one. I know I want to go into one as well, but I want to get to these phone lines. I want to see my people
right.
and talk to my people. Hold on for just a second, okay?
All right.
Good evening. It's Melissa.
Greetings.
Hey,
welcome to the
Melissa.
Show. How you doing?
How are y'all doing?
Grand,
good.
Grand.
How
are you?
So I got on a little late today, and I really am not sure what the topic is. However, y'all got me to start opening my mouth. So here we go. So the word manifestation has been at the forefront of my mouth, on the tip of my tongue, for a lot of conversations over the past month or so. And there are things that I have asked for, and things that have come, and they have come to the point of almost identical to the dream manifestation, which I am like in awe
Amen.
About how close.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's more material things that have happened. However, as I look back at some other stuff, I realize it is also on a spiritual level. When I mean, I really look at it, like I'm looking at it like, oh, I got this now. Oh, my God, that happened. That happened. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But then I started thinking
yes.
about some of the changes I've been going through. And I'm like, there's some things that have actually manifested in that. And just to give y'all a point, last night I was having a conversation with my cousin, and I was explaining how the house is going to get clean. And he was apprehensive, had to ask me, you know, where's the energy coming from? Who are you praying to? And I said, God. And then I got annoyed and offended and defensive. And I explained to him how it was going to happen because it has to happen because my house has got to be blessed. I said, even if I didn't have Mama Seven come do it, who is more professional in this because she's professional in this, I would do it myself. And I have done it myself. So this house has got to be blessed, and it will be blessed from top to bottom because that's going to give me peace of mind, and it's going to keep the energies right in this house and blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, calm down, girl, calm down, right? You know, I'm saying, like, and I was like, you know, and I'm saying, okay, well, do you get a bad vibe or anything? Is there anything? And he was like, no, it's just I wasn't sure, whatever. And I was like, I get where you're coming from, but you know I got crosses at the front door. Look up there, such and so, that's a Bible verse. I said, you see a Bible on my ancestor's shrine. Please don't think that I'm doing something crazy and stupid because I am not. I said, if that's the case, I don't think you would be comfortable here. And all I'm trying to do is make sure that comfortability stays. And then I said, I'm kind of glad that you did that because I got offended, which means I know I'm taking it seriously. Like, had I not gotten offended,
yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't have
realized
how serious I'm taking this. I was mad, y'all. And it was an astonishing awakening of another manifestation because I am defending this. And it was hair trigger, like any other thing that I care about. And I want to say that, oh, my gosh, so this weekend, like, it was so emotional and so beautiful. And I'm so glad that I got to share and partake and all of that great stuff. It was just a beautiful thing. I know I'm blessed. I'm glad I know all of y'all. Matter of fact, I have had conversations with people outside of, from there that I don't have relationships with. So we are staying in contact this early. This is so awesome. So I just wanted to share that because you know how much I love y'all. Sister Lakita, I did not get to say, you know, goodbye to you when you left. So I'm glad to hear you now. I'm glad you got home safely because I did not get a chance to give you your goodbye hug.
Don't worry, I have extra hugs for you when I see you.
I
do want to share something.
That I know that I didn't give it to you, and I'm making you aware of it. How about that? What unique Shay? You take that thought, and you have a good day.
Awesome, but I'm definitely going to get my hug because this weekend was absolutely amazing. It really, really was. And
awesome.
When you were talking about how you defended what you were practicing and what you were standing for, that goes to the gift of wisdom. Because wisdom, when you talk about the word of wisdom, it gives you the ability to properly apply the knowledge that you have on a particular situation. So you stood your ground and like, I don't care what you say, how you feel, this works for me and the God within. So I'm going to do what I need to do. So there go your gift and wisdom.
Go ahead.
Keep operating, my dear. Keep operating.
Okay.
She did that. Amen. Thank you so much, honey. Season. Yeah, that wisdom is so important. That wisdom is so important because it'll have you knocking down brick walls with your head, okay? And then you'll think, there's a better way to do this, okay? There's a better way to do this. That wisdom is so important. And true wisdom is divine. So, you know, again, we go back to the prayer, to the meditation. You know, prayer is when you talk to God. Meditation is when you listen. You got to listen. You have to be able to receive in, you know, and even if it's just a moment of silence, you know, do whatever it takes for you to silence and still your inner spirit so that you can receive the information. Because receiving is just as important than putting out. You got to do that. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a caller that I'd love to answer the phone for, Sister Makita, so just hold for just a second, okay? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. This is Sister Faith. How are you?
Greetings. Hey, how's Wednesday been for you, my dear?
It has been actually awesome. I didn't allow anything to mess with me today. I walked my walk, and I walked it strong.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen. Yeah.
Is that you operating with right faith and favor?
Okay. Have faith and favor.
Okay.
You're on these big footsteps. Big footsteps on those. I love it. I love it. So how you doing tonight?
So I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I am excited about this topic because this is actually something I really do know about.
All right, ma'am.
I can go into detail just a little bit, but I'm just going to share a little bit about knowledge and wisdom. You know, I remember when I first started to seek after God, and my stepmother used to always say, she used to quote a scripture, and I can't tell you exactly where it is right now, but she would say, seek after the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And the key to knowledge and wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit is your heart has to be chasing after God. When we have that, that's the main ingredient to even develop the fruit. Knowledge is, when you talk about knowledge, I love that idea that, you know, sometimes people say stuff. I might meet somebody and I say something to them, and then they'll come back to me and they, you said such and such to me, and I really appreciate it. I have no clue what they're talking about. Not a clue. All I can say was, well, I'm glad your spirit got blessed, you know, but I know
exactly.
That I don't know, I don't even remember what it was. So I hear that, and, you know, but to operate in wisdom with it, because sometimes
that's right.
People just need to know when spirit moves you is when. You know what to say, but when is wisdom. You know, I love this idea of having this conversation. I used to teach young people about the fruit of the Spirit, and it's so important. I watched it this weekend. It was like I got dipped back into the oil this weekend, and I got to see the fruit of the Spirit sit around the room. You know, it makes the joy that we get bubble up. It makes that love overflow. It, you know, I'm not gonna get
because
y'all not down the list that far yet. But I just wanted to share that. You know, every time we come together, those are the things that I see that allows me to move closer and walk firmer in my faith, walk firmer in my walk, knowing that. It has an expected end. We know what the expectation is. So that's all I wanted to say, because I'll talk all day. Woo. But I had a great time this weekend with you, Mama Seven,
awesome.
Sister Nikita, Peter. I love you so much with all my heart. Continue enjoy the show. I'm listening for the rest of it. I'm not going to talk no more. I'm going to sit down.
I'm gonna let you get through this time, okay? I love it. I absolutely love it. You know,
Mama said she made me shake when she said she was dipped. It made me shake.
I got that. I received that over here. Amen. Okay. That's how you know. Amen. Statement, a question, a confirmation, and all of those things. Okay. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? That resonated with my spirit. You understand? That's because we be working. We be working.
Okay.
And we're working on the gifts. And one thing I love is understanding the discipline and respecting the discipline. See, this is what I'm hearing. Respect the discipline.
Okay.
Respect the work that's put in. Respect what God has asked of you so that you can do it with and give it with a good heart. Understand the intentions in which you're giving it are just as important as to what you're giving and what you're trying to develop, you know. So we can't just run around here, la-di-da-di. That's not what this is. You know, God wants us to be intentional, wants us to apply ourselves to the highest good. And, you know, the gifts were given individually, but for the benefit of all.
So, you know, mm-hmm. it clearly spells out what we're doing and the why we're doing it. One of the, I guess I wanted to go into was the wisdom. That wisdom, that discernment, that understanding, the understanding, however you want to phrase it, is so very mm-hmm. important because even if you could read someone 20 pages worth of information, there may be one or two words that they need to hear to help put them on the right path and will forever change their life, you know. So we don't have to worry about the whole 20 pages. It can be just enough to give this person what they need to get over. You know, I mm-hmm. one example I got for you, I shared with you. I was working with my ancestors. I'm doing my prayers, and I'm really trying to get an understanding. But life had me under the ropes, you know what I'm saying? I had this going on. I had that going on. Just a lot of confusion and hurt in my life. And I remember kind of being at my ancestor's shrine with my head down, which in my family is a no-no, you know. And I heard two words. This had to be 12, 13 years ago. And the two words were, be encouraged. And I heard those words as clear as my voice is being heard on this radio. Be encouraged. And I had to think about what it took to be in the moment of encouraged. You know, what does it take to have that hope and faith? What does it take to move and have that be a reality? And my life has never been the same since then. Just understanding those two words, be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that point, I was ready. I knew the spirit that it took to get to that point. I knew that. And so at that point, you know, so I didn't need a whole scripture. I didn't need a conversation. I didn't need two words, okay? So when it comes to wisdom, you know, don't think that Lindsay is right. Don't think okay. that, you know, it has to be in another language for it to be deep. You know, don't think that, mm-hmm. you know, it's a magical thing. You know, it is mm-hmm. what is going to work. I promise you that. That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is going
what
to
I
work?
Love about that statement was it didn't say that the road was going to be easy. It didn't say that not one bit. It just told you to
Lord.
Be encouraged through it.
Yes.
Because the challenges
yes.
will be there.
Yes.
They will be
yes.
there.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer when yes. you see yourself going through something more than once. I'm like, okay, well, the first time I got that lesson. The second time, does this person have to get this lesson? Or is this someone on the outside within watching how I handle this lesson so they can be
Amen.
Encouraged too?
Amen. Amen.
So once you start to
Trust
recognize
me.
That the lesson is not always for you, this person got to get mm-hmm. their lesson. I'm sitting here like, Lord, help them quicker, please.
Okay.
It's uncomfortable. You know, it's uncomfortable.
I have said that.
But through it all, we have to still be encouraged. It's not
yes.
to say it's going to be easy because some days, you know,
yes.
those cleansing tears will come because you have to get through it. But once you're on the other side, you'll be able to look back and say, oh, yeah, I can see the forest now, and I survived.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I say the forest, you know, this is a spiritual program. We understand that God is the beginning, the middle, and the end. That this is what we do. We work with spirit. We talk about spiritual things. But we are spiritual beings having this human experience, and sometimes that mm-hmm. human experience gets old. It gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
It gets depressing. It gets all those things. And it's not that our spirit doesn't want to be beautiful and free and gifted and everything else like that. It just means that the world that we live in, it can be heavy at times. And so, you know, that's something that we have to be aware of in the middle of it. don't allow this world to put value on your gift. Don't allow this world to minimize your gift. A gift is a gift. It is, and a gift from God is one of the most beautiful things you'll ever experience. And you have to remember that. There are some that'll tell you it's a burden. I have, you know, I have children, okay? and as I were holding them as little ones, little tiny things, to little tiny beings, I knew that they were blessings. They were gifts. As I started feeding them and Kroger was getting all my money, I was like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. So there, it wasn't just, hey, free money. It was a beautiful gift. They, every day I'm learning something from them. They help me to keep measure as to what's important, keep perspective going. You know, they're worth the work, but it's some work, okay? So, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that just in case anybody needed to hear it. Understand, being spiritual does not take away the challenges of life. We still, if that were true, everybody's spiritual.
Right?
What it still works. Does, what it does is it gives us tools to work with. You know, my mom Khadija should tell you about that toolbox. You know, being spiritual, having religion, knowing who God is, that those are tools that we can use as we're trying to, you know, get through this life. But being spiritual alone, it doesn't take away from the challenges. We still have the challenges because we still have to learn. And we have to be tested. That's the thing about wisdom and knowledge. These are things that have been tested. You know, if it hasn't been tested, it's not considered wisdom. And life will test you. Don't have to worry about that.
Yes, Lord. I promise you.
Life will test you. Don't worry. If you feel like you haven't been given your test yet, don't worry. It's coming.
Live a little bit longer, as the old folks would say. It's coming.
You know, one of my favorite topics, and it is like the next gift down, is that faith. And we just had Sister Faith call in, who is my twin. But that faith, when they say the faith of a mustard seed, something so little, so tiny, you don't think it could have any weight. But if that's all the faith it takes, look, I'm sitting in a whole orchid, okay? I got all the seeds because I got that. I got that all day, every day for everybody on this phone line and anyone that's going to call in. I got you. We got faith, okay? Because that can take us so far with so little. It's like super, super concentrated. I got this. So, you know, that's a gift, though. To be able to truly, truly look and have that trust with God, to have that belief, to have that comfort, to have just everything that it takes to have that faith, to have that is a gift. And so, you know, for those people that have little bundles of joy, that have, you know, things that just make them smile, make them feel blessed, make them know they're on the right side of the grass, you know, those feelings, that's faith. You know, that's the beginning part when you can start to see something beautiful and you don't even have to know, have the evidence of it. You just know it's beautiful. That's that faith.
Exactly.
And it's definitely a gift.
And let's say if the Most High is using you to work a miracle in someone else's life, you can be sitting here like, oh, my goodness, how am I supposed to do this? Just don't worry about it. It'll get done. And like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to rock on this faith and favor. Because if you're telling me this needs to be done and this is how it's going to be done and I'm the vessel, I have that faith. And I've seen it work time and time again. Because it definitely wasn't me. It could have been a time where, you know, I was temporarily operating on insufficient funds, but still the miracle that the Most High used me for happened.
That's right.
And I'm cheating just as much as the other person. Like, what? What? Look at God.
Right, okay.
You know, it's beautiful. It's
absolutely
beautiful.
What they say, look at God. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. We have a little church up in here. Y'all have to excuse us.
Okay.
We just came from ancestors, okay?
God showed up and showed out all weekend. It was so beautiful.
Amen. Amen.
So beautiful.
I got a caller that would like to call in and share, and we are ever so thankful and grateful. Hold on for just a second, my sister.
All righty.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Courtney.
Hey, Sister Courtney. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm grand.
You guys was talking about faith, and you know, that was a good topic for, like, this weekend was a test of my faith, because every time, you know, we having something, Mom, could you just tell me about it? I'm going. I don't even know if I got the days off. I end up having the days off. You know what I'm saying? It just aligned. I'm like, I'm going. She's like, did you check with your job yet? No, I'm going. And you know, when you operate off of spirit, just everything just seems to fall in line, you know.
Yes,
just naturally, you know. Like even this weekend, ain't nobody coming to work, but you know, spirit was like, get up, stop playing with me, don't play with me. So, you know, this weekend I came across this I guess you could say quote by Malcolm X that I fell into after meditation, but it says, know that you are an uncommon breed. You know, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. That's necessary. And that's what, you know, this whole topic reminds me of, because it's not a popular road. It's a walking into your spiritual path is a lonely road, you know what I'm saying? Because you're the one that has to put in the study time, the miles on the road, you know what I'm saying? You have to be the one that wants to get up. I mean, you can have a spiritual teacher, you know, all you want, but, you know, you have to put in the time for yourself because you are in the common spirit, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
Courtney put the work in this weekend.
That's right.
Yes. She put that work in.
Still trying to come down.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going to that faith, it was like, I already know I'm going. All the details and stuff, you know, I haven't figured that part out. I don't have the evidence of how I'm gonna get there, or what was it. I just know that I'm going. You know what I'm saying? And that is that's that gift. Know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one area we're talking about that faith. I do a lot of traveling, and I have faith that I'm going to make it there, and I'm going to make it back home. Now, granted, I got so many prayers in between there and there. You know what I mean? I'm taking all my safety precautions. I'm kicking all the tires. I'm doing everything to make sure. But I know in my heart and in my spirit, I'm going to be fine. So this is just protocol. It's just precaution. I'm just going to do it. But I got full faith. Full. Sometimes I don't know where I'm staying once I get there. You know, sometimes I don't quite know, have all my food money lined up like I like it. You know, sometimes, you know, there's so many things I don't know, but I do know that, you know, this is a positive for me, oh, no, I'm going to be there. That's what I do. And so somebody needs me, oh, I'm out of here. I'll pack those kids up in the car and we'll be fine. And we're going to roll out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have faith that this is going to, I have faith that this is what God wants me to do. And therefore I go and I do it. And so it's a gift, and it's, you have to practice that.
like all gifts. You don't wake up one morning, you know, ready to do the backwards dive into the Grand Canyon. People don't wake up in the morning ready for that. They don't wake up in the morning, even though God is there, has always been there. It's ready to catch you. We don't wake up prepared to do that because we've allowed the world to tell us and to teach us something different. But that's just not the truth. It's just not the truth. And so we have to start practicing trusting God. We have to practice having that faith for God. And that takes a minute, you know. But don't be afraid to take that minute. Don't be afraid. So, yes, Sister Courtney, thank you for calling and reminding us and everything else like that. You're a little trooper, okay? You are a little trooper. Thanks for calling in.
And one thing I wanted to mention, it doesn't mean that there won't be distractions.
Okay.
There will be distractions, and sometimes you just have to stand still and check the corners. Because nine times out of ten, if there's a distraction that is just came out of nowhere, there's usually a blessing around the corner. And you have to stay focused and keep your faith that things will work out and things will be okay. And when you get out your own way, so much can happen. You just got to get out your own way. Let God do what he got to do. Because you can't do it.
You ain't never lied. That own way. Get out your own way. You know, I have to
quickly.
Emergency. Quickly, okay? You have to realize God has given you the knowledge that you need to do what he's asked you to do. Now go do it, okay? When you are blocking your own self, you are now taking something that God has given you and you're using it for a purpose that he did not design. So you have to realize we have to do what God has asked us to do with the tools he's given us, okay? So when you start thinking for your, I ask people, okay, whose muscle are you going to roll on? God's muscle or your muscle? Because I'll arm wrestle, okay? And I'll show you that your arm, that your muscle ain't nothing, okay? Whose muscle are you going to go on? I'm going to go on God's muscle all day, every day, because I don't like to lose. I don't like to be wrong. I don't like no questions. I know when I'm working and doing as God has asked me to, I don't have to worry about the rest. God got that. I don't have to worry about
it'll fall into place.
Stop trying to move off your own muscle because you're not that strong. I tell some guys, you felt like a girl. You know, you're not that strong, okay? So why don't we just use the highest source that we have? You know, we're lucky. We're blessed. We have God. We have so many messengers, beings of light. Each of us has an army of ancestors behind us, working and building and pushing us and encouraging us. We don't have to worry about our muscle. We don't have to worry about, you know, doing only what we can do. Because last time I looked, I had 10 fingers and 10 toes, okay? That means I have limits to what I can do. But God is limitless. So, you know, let's work on the limitless, you know. And if he's limitless and he's giving out gifts, I'm in that line. I'm going to be in that number, okay? That's just me. Because I know I am limited. And I don't want to do that. So I'm going to be working with God with his limitless self and giving out gifts. I'm in there. My sister, I got a call. I got a grab. I'm starting to know these phone numbers. Let me see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Salafia. How are you?
Oh,
hey.
Hey, sister.
How are you,
how
beautiful?
Are you doing?
Peace. I'm doing wonderful, my sister. Yes, so it is definitely a working on me Wednesday.
Amen.
And I am so blessed to be where I'm at. And
all right.
This is a great journey. It's interesting because I've been having these dreams and these downloads and, you know, and hearing you talk about faith is just, it just brought back to to my memory, you know, just different stories I was told as a child and things that I've read and how, you know, like, for instance, it took a certain degree of faith for the biological mother of Moses to put him in a basket and send him down a river, not knowing what was going to happen. It took a large degree of faith for Mary to have an angel come to her and say, you will bring forth a child knowing that she's never been touched by a man.
Yes.
It took definitely a large degree of faith for Sister Harriet Tubman to not only travel and get her own freedom, but to go back and get other people and free them. And all of these individuals, just those three women by themselves, when they made those decisions, there wasn't anybody around to tell them, you know what I'm saying, or to help them at first to on that path. You know, that road was narrow. All it was them and God, and they had to be disciplined. There had to be a certain degree of order, control, coordination, and discipline when it came when it comes to having faith. And I know within myself, my faith has not only been tested, but it's been questioned, you know, and I've questioned, the biggest person who's questioned my own faith is me, because then something pops up, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me step back. You know what I'm saying? Let me reevaluate this. But one thing we can, that we always know, is that God is going to meet us where we're at. You know,
this is true.
God is always going to be there. God already knows what's going to happen. We just need to be in alignment with that so that we can just flow. You know, it in the journey, like you said, being a spiritual being, having a human experience, that's what the whole journey is about, becoming aligned again, you know, and to just have enough faith as a mustard seed, oh, my goodness. You know how small a mustard seed is? Like you said, I got enough for everybody, you know, and I really and truly enjoy having that being in the situation, especially after this weekend, of having that, like Sister Faith said, being dipped in that oil, to have that anointing again, to bring back that faith, because I saw things and I heard things and I was, and things were revealed, like, okay, I know I'm on the right path. I know that I'm doing what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like Sister Melissa said, she got offended. When somebody says, if she says she got offended, she got offended, you know, and she's going to protect us, you know, and that's what it's about. We're going to protect ours. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be learning this and to having the opportunity to use those muscles, you know. No, I'm not as strong. My arms are too short to box with God, so I ain't even trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay within my weight range, my weight limit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm going to stay where
I'm
at.
That's right.
And where I'm, what I'm supposed to be dealing with. But once again, thank you for sharing. Thank you for, you know, bringing this topic to us. And y'all have a blessed night. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you, sister.
Unique. Can you hold on for just a second? Because I would love some feedback on this next one from you. Because you mentioned something this weekend. The gift of discerning of spirits. A topic that a lot of people don't want to discuss, but considering the world that we're living in now and the dangers that we encounter, I would love to know how you're operating in this. Being able to identify God's angels, the human spirit, and the not so nice one.
Because that's a gift.
That, yes,
that
it
would
is.
Be very yes.
For me, in my mm-hmm. experience,
mm-hmm.
well, first, you have to have, well, for me, I think that first you have to ask God for the gift of revealing. You know what I'm saying? Just like
mm-hmm.
even when you have to ask for your eyes to be open, because a lot of times we operate around and we're not even paying attention. But your spirit
mm-hmm.
will always know. It goes back
mm-hmm.
to you trusting yourself. You know, I know
okay.
for me, I didn't trust myself. So
mm-hmm.
I second thought it. You know, and sometimes all it takes is a second before you can make the wrong decision. But if you
yeah.
trust yourself, trust me, your gut is going to tell you. You're going to have that
mm-hmm.
tingling feeling. The hairs
mm-hmm.
are going to rise. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a sign. There's something there that's going to,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't have to be the bright light from Damascus to flash in front of your face for you to know this is not the road you should be going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
that intuition is real.
Oh, yeah, it's real. You know, so you have to tune into it. And honestly, nowadays, that veil between us and that spiritual world is thinning. So we can see
especially
more than
right
what
here.
We saw before.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
especially right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely
mm-hmm.
can see more than what we saw before. It's just up to us if whether or not we're going to pay attention and accept it for what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just can't deal with you. You know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
used to be the type of person like, oh, I got to be able to get along with everybody. No, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I don't
yeah.
wanna, I do not want to roll in the mud with my pearls on. I'm not getting ready to do that.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And, then have Mama Seven fuss at me like, what you been doing rolling around in the mud?
Why are you rolling around with your pearls on? I'm like, same. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is trying to get mud out the creases of a pearl? I don't think so.
Right.
Right. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they say you don't cast your pearls amongst the swine. There's a reason
that's right.
for that.
That's right.
Right,
you know,
that's right.
So we have to realize
that's
that we do have to come up from amongst those people, and you have to identify. And, it might be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It might be hard, but it's not impossible. You just
yeah.
have to
mm-hmm.
you have to have the strength within yourself to separate yourself from it, and then understand that there is something greater. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had people in my life that I've known for years, and I just had to be like, you know what, that's what I was, but that's not where I'm at right now, so
yeah,
we just have
right
to separate.
Now.
You know, but
yeah.
then there's somebody that you can roll up on them. You look at them. I have literally rolled up on people. They turned around and looked at me. I'm like, oh, that's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going
yeah.
to step to the side. I don't
yeah.
even have to say anything to you. Identify
yeah.
that spirit. Identify, I verify, and then you clarify. That's what you do.
Okay.
And you keep
okay.
moving.
Keep
mm-hmm.
moving. Keep it pushing. I don't need that. That's not
mm-mm.
for me.
That's
not
help
for
me.
Nope. I've outgrown that.
Yep.
What was I even thinking about being over there in the first place?
Well,
okay,
yeah.
all those
you know
things.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What was I thinking
mm-hmm.
about being over
what was
there?
I thinking?
So.
And don't even let yourself get beat up or drag that out too much, because
yeah.
then you start giving it more energy than it needs. Once you identify, oh, okay, you're right. Thank you, God.
Yep.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
And keep it
moving.
Yeah.
All
mm-hmm.
right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the tag team. you know, y'all got that. Y'all got that. So,
all right.
I'll see you
bye.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. See you
I love
soon.
You, my dear.
All right, Mama. Love you, too. Peace.
Peace.
So, Mama
peace.
Said that.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to go into this gift of prophecy?
No. We got one more phone call we got to get to. Are you saying that's the next show? No, let me see. Hold on for just a second. Hold on. Greetings, welcome
mm-hmm.
to the show. Greetings.
Hello?
Alafia, how you doing?
Good evening.
Hi, Alafia family. How you doing?
Hello.
Oh, pretty good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, as always.
Awesome.
I really
awesome.
Awesome. I really appreciate the subject matter, because I was talking about that subject matter over the weekend, and I was dealing with my faith because of so many different things that goes on in one person's life, you know, and you always hear people say, oh, God's not going to give you more on your plate than you can handle, and I'm like, ah, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I think my plate is full, you know. I really think my plate is full. I can't finish it all.
Yeah, that's what you think. That's why you know in part, okay?
Awesome. I just thank you, ladies, for always, opening up our minds, our eyes, and our ears so that the knowledge can just seep in there and take root and hold on, and then we work on it through our little manifestation and work on it and keep it going for ourselves, and that way we can pass it on to the next person. So, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Sorry, I couldn't be with y'all this weekend, last weekend, but that's the anniversary of my mom's birthday, so I made her breakfast and prayed to her and sang to her, and she ate. I made so much I couldn't even eat it all. I said, "Ma, I hope you enjoy this meal, okay?" Because I couldn't finish it.
I have had many of her birthday cakes, cheesecakes, you know. So, yes shouting her out. And I always said, I said, ooh, you got some good taste. Amen. So I know that's the anniversary. We've been together on that anniversary many a day. So absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. Look, you'll catch us up next time. I'm not even
yes,
sure
ma'am.
About it.
Okay,
right,
sweetie. Y'all take care. Take care.
All right. Now, Sister Makita, you said some words. You were, like, trying to talk to me about prophecy and everything like that.
I mean, just in case you may know something about it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Just in case, you know, like I tell people, you know, the Christians would call me a prophetess. That's what they would call me. That's how those gifts that I have line up. But I'm like, man, that's such a big title. I'm like, well, you know, to me, it's just like the Mama Seven title. It's a big title. Until you sit back and look at what you've been doing, and it already kind of lines up, and so you don't worry about it. You know, I'll say this about the gift of prophecy: it is a muscle that must be exercised if you want it to work as efficiently, and that you have to exercise, you have to use it, you have to stay in prayer, you have to keep your mind, body, and spirit clean and free from negativity. You have to stay in tune to God. You have to make sure that what you're doing to the best of your ability is what God wants you to do with this information, okay? This ain't to play detective and I'm going to spy, I'm an old man's old girl, and all this. No. We have to be disciplined in our science and elevated. We're supposed to be operating in our highest capacity. And the highest capacity is keeping your eyes focused on God. Like I tell people, even if you're going to fall forward, okay? We're not falling back. We're not losing ground. We're not trying to go back. We're trying to move forward in our actions and our thoughts. We wanted to keep ourselves, you know, driven and seeking. One thing, you know, Sister Faith said, you know, we're supposed to be seeking God. We're supposed to be seeking knowledge. You know, we're supposed to have our intentions on gathering it to help fortify and build the vessel that we have so that God can use it at any given time for any given purpose that he sees fit. So, you know, we're constantly doing it. So when you're working in that gift of prophecy, you are working mm-hmm. to make sure that your antenna is as strong, it is direct, it's pointed at the satellite. It's going to do all of those things so that you can get the vital, precious, worthwhile information from this divine source. And when you realize this divine source that you're pulling information from, when you realize the responsibility that you need to have in the care of the delivery of the information of the person receiving the information, you'll feel like a conductor at an orchestra where we're trying to get all these different individual pieces harmoniously together to create a vibration that this person is going to receive. So it is all of those things at once. And for those that I had a little sister text me today, she said, look, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing that because I'm serious. And I said, okay, little mama, you know what I'm saying? I don't have anything to say after that, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, when you're working hard to keep your toolbox strong, to keep your mentors connected to you, to be respectful to your elders and to your ancestors, to have a relationship with your community, when you're working hard to achieve all these things, you're doing it for a reason. And that, you know, whether it's because you're serious, because you're dedicated, because you're loving, whatever your reason is, elevate that thing. Elevate that reason. And then you can start to line yourself up with a divine purpose that God has given to you before you came into the birth canal, okay? So this is what we're trying to do. So nobody can talk about prophecy.
Well, thanks for not talking about it. You know.
I'm not talking about prophecy, okay? That's because we got to get on this prayer, okay? You know, we're doing all this great talk, and we're talking about our gifts. And let me tell you, because the world is crazy, because we're in 2019, almost 2020, and the world only is getting crazier, we have to protect ourselves. We have to protect those things that are precious to us.
Well, I'm a hungry woman.
All right.
All right.
Spirit. Because we're
okay.
We got stuff to do, okay? And we got hungry people on this line. We got to work our prayers, okay? Our prayers is one of the easiest forms of protection that we can have against this world. It is the easiest form. It's free. You can do it. You know, don't hesitate to understand how protecting your prayers can be, how valuable they can be, how necessary they are. You know, like I say, don't walk out on that hot concrete without your shoes on. Now, you can, and I do, but I promise you, you'll go 10 times further and faster if you put your shoes on. Those are our ancestors. Our ancestors are here to guide us on this journey. You know what I'm saying? So let's work with our ancestors. Let's keep our prayers close, okay? When we have prayers, God will say, hey, look, don't walk on the concrete, walk on the grass, and your feet will be cool. You know, that's our prayers. They're paving the way for us to be healthy and happy in this journey that we're on. So I'm going to ask this to Makita to make the prayer because somebody got me hyped up in here. I'm going to try to settle myself down before the night is through. But if not, I'll call somebody and we're going to have a prayer church this evening, okay? If you see me calling you, it's because I need to get this prayer off of me. But Sister Makita, if you don't mind, I would be honored by you taking a moment, you know, to give the Most High his credit, her credit, to allow them to know that we're here working and building, and I'm going to try to let you do the prayer now. Okay.
Okay. I actually want to do Psalms 23.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Again, spirit-led. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading of his word. Ashe.
Amen. Amen.